Alex Ponick and Tom Nora, South St. Pete Texan Brews. We are sitting here at the Compass Grind Coffee Bar. It's 8 a.m. on a beautiful Thursday morning in St. Petersburg. Our awesome cybersecurity risk mitigation company, Precog Security, is moving slowly but surely. But I did have a very interesting question to Tom. I'm wearing a Pulp Fiction shirt, I wanted to ask him, and it's actually Banksy. It's a team for Pulp Fiction with Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta. But it's one of the favorite movies of all time. And I was not living in the States at that time when it was released. It was a worldwide phenomenon. And I was really interested how Pulp Fiction came about. And at that time, internet was not a big thing. And how was it advertised? And how did people know about it? So I'm going to ask Tom just a couple of questions. How did he learn about it? And what was the first reaction of the people when they saw it?
Well, I was living in a small town in Oregon at the time, and our city didn't actually have a first-run theater where you could go see this movie. We had to drive 25 miles away to go see it. But somehow we had all heard about it. There was a buzz going on all over the United States about the movie, plus Quentin Tarantino. And you know how that happens sometimes. You know, some movies you just hear about on television, but there's others where just everybody starts talking about this crazy movie. So I came back to this small town from L.A. one week, and I told a bunch of people. So we all got in the car, and we went and saw it in Salem, Oregon, actually, which was the closest city that was showing it. And, we were all just absolutely blown away. It's one of those movies, the first time you see it, you know you're going to see it several times. So we complained to the local theater in our little town, Corvallis, that they weren't playing, you know, these first-run theaters. About a year later, they got this movie, and we all happened to be working in a same building as this theater. So there was a wall between us and the theater, and so you could hear the sound going on in the theater. So I probably heard Pulp Fiction audio probably about 50 or 60 times, you know, because they got me back, because I said I wanted, you know, I was complaining because I didn't get to see it in my town, but... So I heard the audio to that movie over and over and over and over. So, but you seem to be really good at memorizing that movie yourself. How'd you first see it?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.